couple of weeks ago, we talked about a gov.uk survey that was done, and Jackie, Sean and I spoke about it as our top story a couple of weeks back. And basically, the survey was about finding out about the different types of accessibility software that blind and partially sighted people are using. And it was the first time we'd ever really seen a survey that went into that kind of depth and detail. We talked about it on the show, but Chris Moore, one of the guys behind the survey, actually listened to the programme. He got in touch with us to say that he would love to come on and talk a little bit more about the survey. So here he is. Chris, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And you got in touch, Chris, because you heard us talking about a gov.uk survey, which was rather interesting. I must admit, I picked up on this because it was the first time I'd ever read about a survey of blind and partially sighted people and the specific technology that they were using to access your website. Why did you decide to do it in the first place?
Well, mainly because, as you picked up, nobody had done it before. WebAIM had done something similar, but that was just screen readers only. And we wanted to, first of all, find out what users were using when they visit our website. When you usually visit a website, you leave a footprint behind, but it's usually what operating system you're using, what web browser you're using, but it doesn't sort of tell you what assistive technology the person's using. So we've got a rough idea. We wanted a better idea to find out what people are using. And plus, people just assume it's only screen reader users that mainly use assistive technology. So we wanted to raise a profile of other types of assistive technology. Survey results demonstrated that quite the majority of users were actually using screen magnifiers. So it's not just about screen reader. So we wanted, obviously, to raise a profile of other types of assistive technology. Plus, on top of that, there's so much assistive technology out there. There's so many types of different web browsers you would use assistive technology with. Different versions, free ones, built-in ones. So it would be really, really useful if we could have a better idea of what our users are actually using, what's most commonly used, so we can make sure that we're testing with that sort of stuff as well. And on top of that as well is to get a bit of a flavour on how we're doing as a website. Is it accessible? Do people have any problems? Give them the opportunity to have their say.
What are you going to do with this information? What is the purpose of doing this?
Well, basically, the information, as I said, was to raise the profile, but as well as having the data, it's obviously, we're dipping our toes, so it's year one. Hopefully, we'll run future surveys and we'll have something to benchmark it against. But it's with the various service teams that are building digital services, they'll have a better idea of what people are using, so we can advise government departments what they should be testing their services with. On top of that, we will carry out future research from the findings that we've got. For example, users told us that they didn't really like PDFs very much. They told us as well, which was an interesting one, that a lot of users don't know how to change the colours or the text size within the web browser operating system. So maybe we need to look at having some sort of facility on the website itself to make that easier for users who are not familiar with how to change those appearance settings. So there's quite a lot that's come out of it that possibly wasn't flagged up with the survey that will lead to further research, but obviously then lead on to other surveys as well, and obviously raise a profile of and obviously awareness of the different types of users that are using assistive technology for our service teams, our content designers, our product owners, etc. So
Chris, if I may ask you, did you advertise it? You know, how did you make people aware of actually filling in the survey? Because, you know, I'd be interested to know the total amount of respondents that you got from that.
Yeah, well, funny enough, first of all, we did actually contact the RNIB, and we did speak to a couple of representatives of the RNIB, because one of our main concerns was we didn't want to make the questions too technical. And we were a little bit concerned about the survey tool that most people use. A lot of people use SurveyMonkey, and it's not the most accessible platform, and doing further research on other platforms, they weren't as accessible either. So we just wanted to get reassurance from the RNIB that using SurveyMonkey isn't going to really be a problem, because obviously that's what they use as well when they do their own surveys. So we contacted RNIB, we contacted quite a bunch of other charities as well. We contacted the A-Access Bulletin newsletter. We contacted a few online forums like Access UK, BCAB. And a lot of it was through social media, Twitter, etc. But possibly didn't hit as many as we hoped. Hopefully we'll do better next year. Maybe you could help us with that.
Well, it definitely sounds like you did everything you could there. I mean, the trouble with social media nowadays is that it can tend to be a bit saturated. So, you know, it even if you put stuff out there, it can still be overlooked. That's the trouble.
And obviously people think, well, no, not another survey, you know.
So. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's it. Can I just clarify? So what do you actually do there? What's your role?
My role? Well, I've got sort of two roles, you could say. I work for HM Revenue and Customs, and I'm the Digital Accessibility Champion. So it's my role to ensure that the services we build, the GovUK, are accessible before they go live. And I also work with the GDF team, which are part of the Cabinet Office, where we advise the government departments on what they should be doing on accessibility as well.
Obviously, the data you got from that survey then is very useful. So it's not just for you. It's not just for you know, a specific website. It's across all government websites.
Yeah, GovUK is it's all central government websites. So online services such as if you are doing a claim for tax credits online, or you are applying for a passport, or you just want to know general government information that we have online, it covers it all. So we just wanted to make sure that the people that are building those services, the designers, the content writers, the product owners, the developers, we basically are keeping accessibility in the front of their mind. It's not just about screen readers.
Excellent. And did you have any surprises from the survey? Anything you weren't expecting?
I think you've picked up on some of it, actually. We expected JAWS to have more of a foothold, to be honest. It was right about the 40% mark. Personally, I expected to be higher myself as a screen reader user as well. So it was interesting to see that it's fallen from grace a little bit. But it was also interesting to see that speed magnifiers had quite a big use of the target audience as well, and that obviously Dragon and literacy software is too. Other stuff, we asked about other types of assistive technology, and there's such a diverse range out there. It's not just about screen readers and magnification software, it's also about eye tracking software, switches, etc., that will obviously help people navigate web content. But one individual did tell us about a really, really, really interesting piece of assistive technology they use while they use GovUK, and that is their wife.
I'm not getting into that.
No.
Yeah.
Stephen, back to you.
Yeah. Thanks for that one, Sean. Thanks for throwing that one back. I must admit, I find my wife very helpful in many areas, but not with assistive technology, I have to say. I think it's the other way around in our house. I'm interested in this, though, because, and I mentioned this at the time, you know, we're very keen for more companies out there, not just the government, but other companies, to make their websites more accessible. It is so important that all websites are accessible, and we know there are many that aren't. Do you think that there are ways that, you know, by leading by example like this, that other companies might be able to come to you and ask you, right, how did you do this? Because we would like to do a similar audit on our website.
You know, we have actually been approached by a few organisations asking if they could sort of more or less reuse the survey for their NHS being one. They're looking to do something similar. A lot of organisations obviously ask questions offline about the survey, want to know more about the data. So, you know, it's been a useful exercise in that regard, with a range of banks, etc., who are looking to make their services more accessible. So, eventually, we would like to be sort of seen as a go-to place for designing sort of online websites that are really, really accessible, that people can emulate. And obviously, our stuff is open source, so people can use whatever we publish under the open source license as well. So, you know, hopefully, we continue doing the survey. It will get the sort of brand recognition that the WebAIM one has, and we'll get more and more people using and relying on the data on a yearly basis.
Well done for doing it, and you know, we thank you for giving us your time and talking about it here on Tech Talk. So we'll come back to you next year for lots more information.
Lovely. Thank you.